During those first few days in that strange place, I don't think I could have felt worse if I'd lost my arms and legs rather than my family and my home. I had no doubt life would never again be the same. All I could think of was my confusion and misery, and I wondered day after day when I might see Satsu again. I was without my father, without my mother, without even the clothing I'd always worn. Yet somehow the thing that startled me most after a week or two had passed was that I had in fact survived. I remember one moment drying rice bowls in the kitchen when all at once I felt so disorientated I had to stop what I was doing to stare for a long while at my hands. For I could scarcely understand that this person drying the bowls was actually me.